Welcome to the Meditation and Worship Series with Westside Church. Over the next few weeks, we will be meditating on Scripture and diving into some practices as we walk through the season of Lent. Our hope is that over the course of this Lenten season, this time of meditation and worship can be a breath of fresh air as we journey towards Easter together. So let us start by pausing for a moment and focusing our attention to Jesus. May we be expectant of the movement of the Holy Spirit in our time together. If you are in a place to do so, close your eyes. Hold your hands out in front of you. Take a deep breath in and out, and another in and out. It has been said that the 40 days of Lent are to mirror Jesus' 40 days in the wilderness. This week, we are taking a closer look at Jesus' time in the wilderness and what we can learn as we step into our 40 days of emptying ourselves in preparation for the celebration of Jesus' resurrection on Easter. Today, we are going back a few verses to Jesus' baptism, right before he is led into the wilderness. Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 16. Then Jesus went from Galilee to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. But John tried to talk him out of it. "I am the one who needs to be baptized by you," he said. "So why are you coming to me?" But Jesus said, "It should be done, for we must carry out all that God requires." So John agreed to baptize him. After his baptism, as Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and settling on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my dearly loved Son, who brings me great joy." What a beautiful moment. As Jesus is getting baptized, and before he walks into the wilderness, the Spirit of God descends on him, and his Father calls out, "This is my dearly loved Son who brings me great joy." Before he has done a single miracle or started his ministry, the Father reminds him of his identity, of who he is, a son who is beloved. We often feel it is our duty to earn God's love, that if we can successfully get through a hard season, or pray enough, or fast enough, then we can prove that we did enough to earn his love. But the truth is, before you ever do any of those things, or utter a word of a prayer, you are already loved by God. He has called you his child, and he loves you with the fierce and everlasting love of a good father. The wilderness seasons are difficult and exhausting, and having the truth to hold on to of who we are and whose we are can sustain us in our most desperate moments. What is God trying to tell you about you today? What truths is he reminding you of right now? While we listen to the song today, take some time and ask the Spirit of a lie that you have been believing about who you thought God says you are, or what you have believed to be true. Confess it. Ask forgiveness for believing that lie, and ask God to fill it with truth. Ask him to remind you of who you are and whose you are. Thank you, Father, for loving us so deeply, right where we are. Thank you for your truth, and the reminder that our identity lies in you alone, as a child of God. Speak truth to us today about who we are. Open our ears and our hearts to hear you clearly. And may our song be one of praise and thanksgiving to you, God, our Father. Amen.
You said, man shall not live alone by bread. You said those who come to you would never thirst again. Every word out of your mouth is enough to sustain. Every word out of your mouth is enough to satiate me. Bread of life, Jesus Christ, you are the well that never runs dry. Bread of life. You said, man shall not live alone by bread. You said, those who come to you would never thirst again. Sustain me. Every word out of your mouth is enough to satiate me. Bread of life, Jesus. Bread of life.